Hello, this is Sam Gaistrek with the Independent Processor Magazine. The North American Meat Association, or NAMA, held its first Outlook Conference this October in San Antonio, Texas, and it was considered a major success by all accounts. This convention, made possible by the merger of the National Meat Association and the North American Meat Processors Association, brought together more than 300 attendees from across North America. Despite being just a few months old, NAMA has already made big plans for next year's events. I had the chance to talk with CEO Barry Carpenter about this year's Outlook Conference and the association's future endeavors.
All right, Barry, I know that there's been a couple of smaller seminars that NAMA has had throughout the summer, but this is the first official major event for the association. So how has it lived up to your expectations?
It's been wonderful. We, as a new association coming together, you always are concerned about how are things going to work, how's it going to be accepted by your general membership. We have been very encouraged by the participation, not only just the numbers of people that are here, but their hands-on, getting involved participation in the meeting. So we've been really overwhelmed.
Okay. One of the ongoing themes that many speakers have had has stressed the importance of communication with the elected officials. And I don't know if the fact that we're in election year that has something to do with that or not, but how can associations like NAMA help the meat industry in that regard?
I think, first of all, I think you're right. There is probably a little more hype because of it being an election year. But with that said, the need is there all the time. As an association, and one of the benefits of our consolidation is that we have a much bigger political footprint. We have members in 43 states. So we can reach out and touch our members, our senators, and get our messages across. And is it important? Obviously. Everything that we have to deal with begins with legislation. And to the extent we can work with our congressmen and senators to help frame what's in that legislation so that it accomplishes what they feel like needs to be done, but it's done in such a way that it's workable and reasonable for our industry, is very important. We get that done through our interaction with staff, through members bringing staff to their establishments, going in to see them in Washington, and really building a relationship. We use our political action committee to gain access to many of the members that are critical to our issues, so we can sit down and talk with them. They appreciate that we recognize that they're helping us and they're anxious to do things for us that fit in with the direction of the government.
All right, now you've released a press release recently talking about the Outlook Conference for Chicago in 2013. Could you talk a little bit about what NAMA's plans are for the next year?
Absolutely. Our Outlook Conference for next year will be in Chicago the first week of November. We are co-locating with the FPSA, the equipment supplier group. They have a process expo in Chicago. They have it every 2 years. They bring a lot of people in to see the equipment and the services that are offered there. Our members need those kinds of services. They need that equipment. So we believe it's a great opportunity to co-locate and get benefits for both our members as well as the equipment suppliers and services suppliers that will be a part of that process expo.
Okay. Now you also have co-location with the event, with the Meat Expo in February. What are the advantages that you see of having that sort of relationship with other associations and other events?
We believe there's a great relationship opportunity there. The process expo that I talked about is a situation where suppliers of equipment, technologies, and services look to our membership of the meat industry as their customer and the opportunity to provide them with equipment, services, etc. The expo we have in February in Las Vegas is with the National Grocers Association. That's an opportunity for our members to talk to their customers and have the opportunity to build relationships to market their products. So the advantage of these co-locations is trying to pull together either suppliers for our members or customers for our members. Both are very essential to the process.
Right, well, thank you very much for your time, Barry. We appreciate it.
Certainly.